it's come up again recently in the NRL, the shoulder charge. Yes or no?
There's some, I think, medical and empirical sort of scientific information that was laid in front of us all in Australia about the amount of serious risk of serious injury from shoulder charges. So unless someone's got some different evidence about that, I'd be inclined to stick with where we're at. The thing that I'm a bit perplexed with at the moment is that the judiciary system and the reporting system, etc., evaluates things by the degree and by the, if you like, the potential seriousness of what you do, and the real seriousness of what comes out of the event. So I'm still shaking my head about the recent citing, and not so much about the decision taken, because once you're in the room with the people who decide what the penalty is, the rules are different to the people who do the citing. But Mika Simon was cited because of something that could potentially have caused a problem. And yet I'm seeing other events here where, and even the introduction of this thought about the return of the shoulder charge, it seems as if that the potential injury is not a consideration for those who are advocating for the return of it. And in some cases, we actually had one of our players struck by an opponent in recent weeks three times in a deliberate fashion. And he did actually do it, and there was actual injury, but he wasn't cited. So there's this thing about the intent and the actual and the potential that I think some parts of our game, both here and in Australia, are still sort of wrestling with. And it does give sort of an apparent unfairness about it at times. It's not just about Wakefield by any means, or, you know, by any player, but I think you get onto very shaky ground when you start to penalise people for potential injury. Once you go from sort of a warning to a suspension or a fine or whatever, I think, you know, there's a lot of things in our game. It is a dangerous game. So if we're going to remove all the potential danger out of it or punish anything that's potentially dangerous, I think we might finish up looking like those Wakefield players that played here on Monday afternoon against the referees. they started off playing two-handed touch and finished up with one of the refs having a broken wrist, and it was two-handed and some at the back end.